Hello and welcome back to All About Your Cottage for the podcast with myself, Lorna, and herself, Audrey. Hello, Audrey.
Hello, hello,
Pure stress there trying to record this podcast because, you know, I'm a pure technophobe there and some technical phobe. I'm technically challenged, right? And I think came up about storage and I was like, oh my God, my husband isn't here. So I was like, I have to call the men, like, but anyway, we figured it out. So we had just gotten half the podcast recorded, so we have to start again there now, right? But just before we came on there, I was looking on Instagram and I saw an article, right, about how women that have sons age prematurely, right? So basically, they're saying that this research, now the research was done by Americans, so I wouldn't be taking too much notice of it, right? But that if you have at least one son, you're more at risk of having like brain farts, basically, right? Brain failure, higher chance of dementia, everything else. Now, where they get this backup from?
Do you know why I'd say this is? Because mammies generally tend to do more, not rightly or wrongly, more looking after other boys than they do the girls. Like, you always see the, you know, girls kind of saying, my mammy is still like packing my brother's suitcase for his holiday.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
Like, you know, or packing. So they do more looking after of the boys, even in the boys into adulthood and grown up, they do more mammying of the boys. I
that
wonder
is
if
true.
It's something to do with that. Yeah.
Could be something to do with that, but that brought me on to the, like, it says, you know, I'm 40 years of age now, so I'm seriously thinking about Botox, cosmetic surgery and all that, right? Now, are you far against cosmetic surgery?
I'm not against anything that anybody wants to do.
Yeah.
Me personally, I've had Botox I think 3 times, possibly 4 times. I had it like once a year and then it was like once in 9 months, so that's kind of where we are with it. Like, and I think some people get it done every 3 months, whatever you need. It's whatever you feel that you need. Mm. Everybody's going to be different as to how often they get it done because it's not cheap either.
No,
so
God,
I wouldn't
it's in
be
it.
Getting it done every 3 months if
Yeah.
I could avoid it. But I've had a little bit done. I've had a little bit done here on the crow's feet between the eyes, the wrinkles, like the forehead wrinkles, and a little bit on the eye crinkles, like the laughter
Yeah.
lines on the
And
sides.
did you get your before picture done? So on Instagram, you see all the
Actually, I
22-year-olds
must
going
find
in.
one for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're seriously like straining to like, oh, look at my frown lines. Like, I'd love to get Botox. It's something I'm thinking about actually. Like, but because I have I have a resting bitch face, obviously, but I frown at everything. Like when I'm driving, I have lines here.
The 11s is what they call it.
Oh,
That's why
Jesus.
I got it done in the first place, because the 11s, that frown line, even when my face was relaxed or I was smiling, it was quite deep. I actually had like a
Yeah.
little crevice there from where I had, obviously over the years of doing that frown
Yeah.
expression, I put, so the 11s was what I, the reason that I got it done in the first place. And then sure, it's usually like 3 areas for the price of 2. So I went in for one area and ended up getting 3.
Yeah,
That's why I
three.
got it done.
And actually, there's a place down here, actually, Eden Medical. Not that it's right to do with Eden Medical, right? But I actually saw there just a while ago, they have an offer. It's like 3 areas of anti wrinkle and a free lip flip. And I'm like,
oh,
what's a lip
what's
flip?
that?
I don't, apparently, it's like
Oh,
flipping
you
your
don't
lip
know.
up. Oh, second, I take it if it's free, like, do you know what I mean? But I'd love as well, you know, like stuff for my under my eyes, the bags, like a terrible bags, but that's like a hereditary thing. But I would love, you know, take a bit out of my arse and pump it in there or something. I'd love
You
that,
should
like.
go have a look at Jen Hatton. I think she has it in her highlights, because she
I saw
does
her doing
suffer from
that.
the bags under the eyes, and she got some treatment done that actually put a bit of plumpness back in under the eyes. I'm all for it if it makes you feel better. I have friends and I have cousins and stuff that would have got bits of filler done. I'm curious about the filler. I don't know that I would do it. I haven't done it as yet, like, to kind of get it in their cheekbones. And I think, again, it kind of lifts
Oh,
the face, so they get a
yeah.
bit here. And you know the way you might be getting a bit jowly. So if you get a little bit to the lift, it just
Yeah, I'd love that. Or do you
here.
want to stick the
Yeah.
sellotape on the side of your head so you
That's
see what you'd look like?
basically the effect, yeah. Or they get it
Like,
in
I would
their
love to
jawline
look
or their
permanently
chin.
surprised.
I
Like,
am permanently surprised. I don't know. Maybe that's why I had the frown lines. But yeah, little bits in the chin. I haven't done anything beyond the little bit of Botox, but I'm all for it. Like, if people want to get it done, I think if it's done well, if you know the person that's doing it, if you trust them, if you have a good relationship with them, if you can have a conversation about what your desired expectation is.
Yeah.
For me, I don't like the wind tunnel look. Some people love the kind of glam look. I don't. For me, I'm like, I just want to look a bit fresher, a bit well rested. my friend Sarah, Dr. Sarah at the Tweet Bar, she does my stuff for me, and we sit there and have a great chat before she does it, and she knows only too well I want soft. That's what I'm after. But I have friends that love the glam look, that go in and get now the cheeks done, that they love it, they get the lips done, and that's what they're after.
You probably could get addicted to it, you know. It's like anything, you could get addicted to it. But you know what I find as well, I go into pure mammy mode. Like, I'd love to get it done, and like we were saying there, you see these offers, you know, get three areas, get one free, and all this. But whereas I'm going, I know what I do is I go, oh, I'd love to spend that and invest in myself. But then I go, but like, will I just go to Penny's and buy it all, clothes for Charlie and stuff like that? I'm a fecker for actually doing things for myself. Always happen.
You're rationalizing the spend. But honestly, I think, look, you must have learned a lot now. What are you, 2 stone down? Just off 2 stone?
I've £2 to go, yeah.
Two stone down, Lorna. You're a new woman. You're doing your walks every day. You're getting into the well-being. I think you fancy yourself as a bit of a ride.
But I'm still a tight arse, Audrey. There's no denying I'm a tight arse.
That's the culture in you, Lorna. I can't help you with that. That's not your fault. That's hereditary.
I mean, what would I be going away getting injections from? And I can just use a bit of duct tape there. No one will know the difference.
Just like pulling the eyebrows back up into the...
What's wrong with looking like this? I grant.
Well, I think a little investment in yourself goes a long way. I mean, if it makes you a happier you, a more confident you, not that you need it, and I mean that, but if you think it would help you feel a little bit better, a little bit more confident, why not? Like, what's the harm? You're literally not harming anybody.
We'll see. We might ask Senti for it. We'll see.
And I also do think I'm getting, this is new for me, but with Penny's, I like the stuff I buy in Penny's, deals, Shein, all that fast fashion shit, you're throwing it out nearly as quick as you're buying it in, because it doesn't last. So I know what you're saying about, could I spend that money in Penny's on Charlie? She'd be throwing it out in a few weeks' time. Imagine you could still be walking around with your beautiful fresh face.
Yeah, and then your fresh face. But what happens then after a couple of months? You just like go, bleh.
No, you don't go like a ball of melted wax. You'll just see like as it starts to
wear like off. A pair of balls. I don't want to look like a pair of balls after 3 months.
No, all that happens. There's nothing scary happens. All that happens is your expression lines start to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, because obviously the Botox will wear away, you'll start to use those muscles again, and so the little frown line, the little forehead lines, they'll start to reappear. But that's it, you're not going to dramatically age yourself.
It's not even that though. I'm terrified of needles as well. Now I do it, but like I'm one of these ones. It's actually a real thing. They call it white coat syndrome, right? It's when you're so afraid of doctors. I can go into a doctor, right, talk away to them. The second they lay a finger on me, I'll go, I will start crying. I'm a 40-year-old woman, right? And I get hysterical. And then once they're finished, I go, oh, take no notice of me there now. Oh, God, I'm mortified. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm one of them. Like, and I can see them looking, going, oh, she can't help us. Like, look at her. It's so embarrassing. Like, I literally had to go in to get a mole removed, right? This was a while back now. And I was fine, chatting away at your one. She just hop up in the chair there. I said, oh, no bother talking away. He literally rubbed, you know, the local anaesthetic, like just like a baby wipe rubbing off you. And I literally felt the lip go and I was like,
no, Lorna.
And then I start getting panicky and everything. Like I have a full blown panic attack. It's terrible. So I can't get any procedures done. But still, listen, anyone that wants to reach out and, you know,
Take me on for a collab, are you?
I'm not good for a collab because you know what? They'd fuck me out the door as soon as I go in. I'd be like, hey, oh, hi guys, I'm going to do this for the grabs. No, I wouldn't
it's
be
weird.
Able
for it. Botox is not like it. You know the way when you get an injection when someone takes your bloods? It's not like that. It just kind of pricks the skin. It's not like a deep needle thing. Yeah. It's almost just like a teeny little prick of. You can barely feel it. It's actually quite gentle. Honestly, I wouldn't lead you up the garden path. Yeah. You'd barely even feel it.
Or maybe one day when I grow, when I put on my big girl pants, we might do it. How are you getting on with all the fitness and everything?
Now, I'd be honest, I had a couple of weeks out from being very fit and healthy. I do have the app and I am putting stuff in the app, but I'm knackered. I did get my bloods taken and actually got the results back an hour before we came in here. So my levels are all over the gaff. I'm so glad I went in to get it done. I knew I wasn't feeling right. I knew I was shattered. So it's possible. Like I told you before, after my procedure, they put me on a transdermal patch, like a hormone replacement transdermal patch. It's like a little nicotine patch type thing.
Yeah.
She thinks that I'm not absorbing from it, like my levels are on the floor. So we're going to trial something out for 6 weeks. It's like a pump, so it'll be the same stuff, but it'll be in a gel pump, so you kind of have to rub it into your arms. It's not ideal because you have to do it every day, whereas with the little patches, just so you know, you only change them twice a week. So I'm terrible even for taking supplements and vitamins because I just forget. I never take them every day. So this is something I have to do every day for 6 weeks. We'll get the levels right again and then we'll see where we go from there. Yeah. But I didn't get all my results back. They were the first thing she rang me about because she just rang to say, I'm not surprised you're exhausted. She's like, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised you're not worse. She's like, your levels are so low. You're absorbing nothing from the transdermal patch.
Oh, no.
I say I'm happy about it and I should. I'm just so happy that I bloody went. Because I said it to her and I'll say it here as well. I went through an awful ordeal. Like, you know, everything I went through with the cervical check and all the rest and went in and had this major procedure, life-changing bloody procedure. And when you're done, there's no holistic link in. They're not going to refer you onwards or make recommendations for anything really to assist you thereafter. You're kind of like, there's your wound is all healed up there now. That's our job done. We've completed what we were in charge of. And good luck to you now with the rest of your life. Off you go. Yeah. There's no referral. I wasn't referred or suggested or given any information as to a clinic that I might go to or like some research that I might consider looking into. No, they just off you pop and you're left to your own devices.
That's awful.
Thereafter, it bloody is awful because I was far too young to have gone through all of that. Like I'm far too young to be in this position now. And the fact that they just kind of leave you to just wander through life, figure it out. So they prescribed something to me 2 years ago in the hospital. And not once since then has anybody called me in to check levels, to see if it was working, to see if I'm where I should be.
For God's sakes, you really are just forgotten about and left off.
Like, that's not our job though. It's like, this is our job and we look after this. But that other stuff, you need to take that elsewhere. There's no link up. There's no holistic approach at all. So for 2 years, I'm wandering around kind of doing the best that I can on what they've prescribed. But there's no follow-up. There's no, like, let's see in 6 months and see how you're getting on. Let's take your blood levels. Let's see how you feel. Nothing. You really do have to advocate for yourself in this world. Yeah. And I think particularly as a woman, really, the fact that they would put you through, they do it in your best interest. I went through that procedure in my best interest, ultimately. But then when they're done, their tunnel vision, they only focus on
the main job aspect. Like
that's it, and there's no link in, there's no even leaflet to say, here, you might want to look at this. There's no, can we recommend that you reach out to this clinic or that clinic or anything. You know, I really do have an issue with it. I'm glad that I went. I'm glad that I got my bloods checked out. I'm not happy about using these gel pumps every day, but I will do it. We'll see where we are in 6 weeks' time and we see where we go from then. But if I hadn't done it by myself, you're just left.
Left. Thank God you did it though, you know, and it's very important as well, even once every 6 months, even once a year, to just go down to your GP and get an NCT done on yourself. Do you know what I mean? Just
I
get the bloods
now.
Done.
Definitely. Like, I think I'll see her in 6 weeks' time. And then she was like, and then we might, because I would like to go back onto the transdermal patches personally. For my lifestyle, for my age, for everything else, I would prefer that then. Gel pumps every day, but we'll do it for 6 weeks. We'll go back and then we may transition back over, but I'll be going to her now for a little while to check it out. And after then I will go twice yearly just to have the bloods done because it's just mad. And also, like, by getting your bloods done every 6 months or every year, even, you could pick up an awful lot of stuff that you wouldn't be aware of ordinarily. Like,
so. And I think as well, even just not even mothers, everybody now in this day and age, like you were saying there, you feel tired, but we all kind of feel tired and we automatically just go, it's just, you know, life, it's just blah, blah, blah. Because I'm murder for it. I never go to my GP, like very, very rarely go to my GP.
Yeah.
And I should go more. And that's a big thing. Just go and get your bloods checked, because like you get stages where you're sluggish and everything. And with you doing body slims and everything, your energy really should have been picking up. Kind of more than anything, really, like,
and
because
it was for a while there, and then I crashed. And when I crashed, I mean, when I say exhaustion, I know everybody listening to this podcast, I know the age profile and our audience that's listening to this now, they're mostly mammies or working women or whatever. And I know they're all listening, going, sure, aren't we all exhausted? Yeah, I know. I was flatlined, like, I really couldn't even concentrate, like, I would be slurring my words sometimes. I sounded like I was drunk at times. Because I was so tired, I wasn't even articulating myself properly. Like, so I remember chatting to somebody in work and I was so embarrassed. I could hear myself slurring my own words and I was like, Jesus Christ.
So but I knew but at least you knew then, oh, come here, this isn't right. Like, we just go get it checked out.
I knew that wasn't right for me, but you do. Look, once a year, even, I think, to go in and get a little, your bloods cost about, some people can get it done for nothing. I got it done privately. It was €35 to get the bloods checked. €35 well spent if, you know.
Oh, listen, that's nothing. And, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think anyway, most GPs down here, I think you pay, it's a 60, well, my doctor, it's like €60 to get to go to see your GP. And then I think if you're getting bloods and all, it could be €80, which is expensive. But I mean, again, if it's once a year, once every 6 months, like you say,
money well spent.
Well spent. Well spent. Like, yeah, yeah. To invest in yourself. And how are you feeling now? Are you only
honestly, I only got a call before we came on chatting. So
yeah.
I'm annoyed about it. I'm annoyed about it. That I was just left to figure it out or not figure it out. I'm annoyed about it because I really don't want to do these daily little pumps of gel. Oh, look, it could be a lot worse, but I'll have to set a reminder for myself. I really will have to remember to do it because otherwise it won't work. You need to be taking this thing consistently every day. But I am glad to understand why I was feeling the way that I was.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have that bit of knowledge. And I suppose I'm interested to see what the next 6 weeks brings just to see.
And then hopefully after the 6 weeks, you go back on the patch.
I'd say we'll transition back over. So like the patch that I would have had is like 100 micrograms. So I'd say in 6 weeks, we might go 50 micrograms and some pumps of this stuff. And then in another 6 weeks, I'm hopefully revert back over totally.
Good. Patch. Well, at least look, there's a plan in place anyway.
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
You have to mind yourself. Anyone listening to this that's not feeling right, no one's going to fix it for you, unfortunately. No one's going to advise you on where to go. You really, really do have to advocate for it yourself. But if it could be as simple as bloods, a little bit of a medication or whatever the case may be, and you're back to feeling right as rain again, it's so worth it. So do invest in yourself. We look after, women are such carers. We look after everybody else before ourselves. Literally everybody else comes first. And you're no use to anybody if you're in the ground yourself with the tiredness. Like you're wrecked or low mood or foggy brained or whatever the case may be. So you really need to mind yourself and then you're in a position to mind other people.
It's true, isn't it? Jesus, and we don't do it enough. Like, I know, not to sound like a feckin' martyr here, like, but I'm terrible for even for buying clothes for myself and stuff or anything. I'd be like, no, I wouldn't waste money now on that or blah blah blah. I'm terrible, like, but still look. We learn as we get older and everything else. So with body stims, you're on a break from, you're starting body stims again, are you, in September?
We're on a break now, but I actually am maintaining. Despite everything I just said there, I weigh myself every 2 weeks just to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
And I'm exactly the same. Brilliant. The aim that they left you off on maintenance mode. Now, I did tell myself when it ended, I'm going to keep going now and I'll lose another half stone. I'd be quite happy just to maintain before I go back. I start back again in September and we'll get into it then, and then we'd be all sparkly and all me goon has gone off to all the awards thinking I'm only bored.
All the awards. You have a busy diary there, have you?
I do well in work. We do go to a lot of awards in work. So I have three gooners here. They're old though. So I'm like, no, I'm the opposite to you. I buy myself stuff all the time. I'm like, maybe I could do it a 2023 gooner for this year. Like, so we'll see.
Yeah. Unreal. Actually, someone sent I put up a question box there on Instagram this morning and people sent in a few questions for us and they were like, how are the two of you so motivated on your weight loss journey? I don't think you're definitely motivated because it's like when you started it, you were really, really motivated. And I always go back to like the first episode I think we did together and we set this 5K challenge and you were all like, yeah, come on, 5K challenge. And I was like, fuck off.
I remember you were literally like 5K a week. Maybe.
Yeah, it's like a week. What?
You're not committing to anything. Look at you now.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know. I honestly can't tell you what's changed in me. I cannot tell you because honest to God, I've done, I'm not going to name them out right, but every slimming group you can think of, right?
Yeah, I've been there myself.
I've done it. I've done feckin' shakes. I've done cabbage soup. I've done Atkins. Sins, I've done them all, right?
And
all that, right? And they work for a while. But what was happening with me was that I could lose a stone for you, Grant. And after I lost the stone, I used to be going, I'm absolutely stunning. I'm practically Cindy fucking Crawford. Where's my medal? And what happens then, I can't get past, like, stone and 2 pounds stone
would,
and 3 pounds.
Like you, I would always plateau. I'd
get and then I get pissed off because, you know, and it's just, but with this, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm calorie counting, right? And like a lot of people message me actually just about calorie counting and asking, you know, what calories are you on a day and everything. That's one thing that I wouldn't say online just because everyone is so different.
Everyone is different.
And I don't, I know there's calculators online and everything that you can use. Personally, I go to Colin in Target Personal Private Training in Dungarvan. He tells me. So I don't know how to figure out your calories. I literally do what he tells me and that's it. And for me, it's working. So I'm just, you know what? Plow on like that.
And would your calories have, without getting into the number, so obviously when you started, you were on so many calories. And as you've lost the weight, has your calorie allowance dropped? Or
do you know what? Last Saturday, he dropped them. And I was like, oh, no.
I know, I knew that would have to happen, though, if you wanted to keep going. Like,
He did, and he dropped them a good bit now. And I was like, oh, no. Exactly. But it's so fair, says she, 3 days into it. It's grand so far, like, do you know what I mean? It's just, I need to, what I find I'm doing, so obviously I have the app on my phone to tracking your calories. If I can put on my food in the night before, you know, so I have the next day planned, then I'm grand.
Okay.
Where I feck up is if I don't do it and I, you know, you might have something quick there for your breakfast, but you're running out to work. Then I'm in work and I'm going, feck it, did I log that now? Or what did I have?
I know.
And
that's
I'm forgetting
one of
things.
The things. Yeah, body slams always says, what is it? Log it as you gob it. Like make sure you're putting it in straight away.
So what I'm doing now is I'm doing it all the night before. So I'm planning what I'm going to have for my breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And no, my walking hasn't been great now, like this week. I think I got up this morning, all right, it was my first walk now. But I'll get back into that now as well. There was just some mornings that you're just so tired, like the alarm goes off and I was just like, oh, feck it. But then
have to listen to your body too, because it is possible that you were feeling the tiredness as well.
I was knackered, like. But no, I do feel better after going for the walk. And this is not me, lads. This, if you spoke to me back in May, I wouldn't walk to the car from you. And that's not even an exaggeration. I wouldn't get out of my own way, honest to God. I had no energy. I felt sluggish the whole time. My mood wasn't great. It's just, I don't know, but something with this, I totally think it is, right? I think it's because you can still have your sweets and stuff.
It is. You can have whatever
you
like.
Yeah. It's just that there is no restriction as long as, and the way Colin was telling me is that, you know, you have your calories per day, but look at it on a weekly basis as well. So like if you say, you know, you're going out that night or something, then look at the bigger picture for the week. Don't go, oh God, I've gone out that night, I'm after fecking up the whole week, because
I was
going to
say, you can't ruin, like, I can't put on weight just because I had one crazy Saturday.
Yeah.
Because it all averages out over the course of the week. Yeah. I can have my crazy Saturday and then just pull it back during the week. Like, one mad night out is not going to see me gain 5 pounds. You know,
no,
like,
but it's, do you know what? It's the mindset that we all have, and we go, oh my God, I'm after fecking the whole thing up now. I'm just going to not do it now for the rest of the week, because I'm after making the balls of it. And that's the difference with this. I don't feel I'm restricting myself at all.
Mm.
But look, I don't know. We'll see how we go. And I swear to God, if I don't lose the 2 pounds this week, no, I'm going to be vicious.
I did. Because I want that tombstone. The podcast page, and they said that we're having a good effect on one another. They reckon that we're a good influence on one another, and we're kind of driving each other on. So that's kind of cool. The powers of the internet, like, but
Someone actually asked as well. One of the questions was, how did we decide to do the podcast together? And it was pure fucking random, wasn't it, really? Like, I mean, I was there, I had started the podcast and I was doing it kind of as, like, you know, a comedy podcast, whatever, or, you know, with characters and stuff. But it's very hard to talk by yourself. Do you know what I mean? For a period of time. So and you're going, oh my God, are people actually listening to this or what? Or blah, 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 blah. So I put it up on Instagram, question box, like, who would you like to do the podcast with? And loads of them said you. And, like, I'm not going to say who else was named, right? But, like, out of all of them, you're the most normal. You were my favourite.
I was actually delighted to do it, to be honest with you. Like, I remember watching, and I think you tagged me, and I was like, yep, count me in, done. Yeah. I didn't even need to think about it. I think I replied straight away, going, yeah, let's do it. Like, well, we kind of know each other, granted, virtually, but we had a good rapport. We had a good bounce off one another. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think you can kind of guess when somebody's just
normal.
What they are. Sound normal. No messing, no ulterior.
And I think as well, we, like, as you were saying, we kind of are a good influence on each other, because before So you were all like, oh, you know, visualize things and to an extent kind of manifesting things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I was like, to hear that fucking airy fairy crap. And now, I'm like, come on now, after being reborn or something. I go out on my walks in the morning and I'm like, listen to the birds. Oh, look at the sun. It's a beautiful day to be alive. There's times where I kind of stop and I go, who are you? Like, who is she?
Who am I? Yeah, I know.
But you know what? It's good. It's maybe it's a thing of getting older or something. I don't know, where you just start looking after yourself. You don't give a shite what anyone else thinks about you. Mm-hmm. Like even on Instagram, I've actually lost a good few followers on Instagram since I started posting about the weight loss and stuff like that. Because people don't actually like it. And before I'd have been, oh my God, like, why is everyone not unfollowing me? Like, why does that? Now I couldn't give a shite. I'm like, good luck, no. Toodaloo.
I joked, actually, somebody unfollowed me the other day, just as I was about to hit 9,000
followers. I remember that. You were on like 8,999, weren't you? Yeah. And someone unfollowed you.
Oh, nearly a 9. Dum, someone unfollowed immediately. Imagine being the kind of dickhead that looks at someone's story, and when they see them getting excited about hitting a number, they unfollow.
Yeah.
But you know, I really do mean this. The kindest thing somebody can do for you is to unfollow you. Because if you're not for them anymore, best thing you can do is part ways, because otherwise they start hate watching you. They're watching you and they're getting annoyed and angry, and you know, that's just not a nice place to be in. So genuinely the kindest thing. And also depends on where somebody is in their life right now. If they're not in a position where they're able to think about positivity and walking, and there's times where I wouldn't have been in that space either, I may have unfollowed accounts because they were just not for me right there, right then, but they may come back in time.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just depends what's going on in somebody's life. But except for that dickhead that unfollowed me.
Yeah, they're lost losers. Oh, for God's sake. Okay. So, one of the messages or the emails that we got into our email. So, if anyone wants to get in contact with us, right, it's hola@thepodcast@gmail.com. And we got an email in there from Lorraine, okay? And it says, hi, Lorna and Audrey. Oh my God, I'm shocked, fuming, confused, worried, etc., etc., etc. Electricity bills. How are people affording this year? The credits last year literally saved us almost to the penny. Now Energia for contract renewal want our level pay to go from 250 to 365 per month.
Wow.
Like, that is a huge jump. So she's done the comparison websites and none are worth switching to. Flowgas would save you €80 a year. Not really worth the hassle. I picked up my phone to email politicians and thought, what's the feckin' point? So I thought of you girls to venting to. Love the podcast. And you know what? I know now this is a very adult topic to be covering, right? But it is, she's so right. I mean, a jump there of €165 on your electricity bills is absolutely crazy. But I noticed lately, everything has gone up.
Everything.
Like, everything. Even the shop, your shopping. Like, we go shopping now. Don't get me started on the dates on food, because they're just gone brutal altogether.
Oh, stop. I'm so annoyed with that, actually. How many times have you gone in and stuff is short dated, or you get a home and 2 days later it's
gone? Completely gone. It's so annoying because you're literally throwing stuff into the bin. Like, it's just shocking. But the cost of living is gone absolutely crazy. And just before we got that email, funnily enough, I was actually, I actually have it here. I bought this thing online, right? One of my other lockdown purchases. And I can't think of the girl now who did it, which is very annoying. Planningandfinances.ie. I just bought it, her card in there, right? So this is a little organizer, okay? My initials are on. Yeah. This isn't an ad rant, I paid for this fully, right? But it's like a budget binder, right? So it's for your shopping.
Oh, look at you.
I know, yeah. See how there's no money in it though, because I'm not using it. Clothes. Diesel.
Are you supposed to put money in each of the little ones?
Yeah, right. But you see, Christmas and random, right? But so I bought this with the intention, I'm all good intentions. The intention was that I was going to put so much into this every week and I was going to work off this. But the thing is, I don't use cash, which is...
No, I was just thinking all I could put in there is my Revolut card. Like that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's awful because everything is going to go cashless, right? But... It's something I need to cop on and do, because I'm 40 now, you know, I need to get a bit more sensible. But I really do need to, like, not budget, but, like, you know yourself, like, you have so many direct debits coming out of your bank for your mortgage, your house insurance, blah, blah, blah. And they're all on different dates, so I forget the dates and everything. So, like, there's a couple
of
times.
The only one I remember is the mortgage. So I always know when that's coming.
Yeah.
Apart from that,
But, like, at least 3 times a month, I think I'm after being a victim of fraud. Like, when the direct debits come out, I'm like, oh, my God, where's that gone? And then I realise, oh, yeah, the car loan. But everything, I find, has gotten so bloody expensive. Even down to, like, things that were your little pleasures, right? Netflix. And then when Netflix came out, Paramount came out, Apple TV came out, Disney came out, and this was all, you had to have them all.
Every one of them, they've all increased their prices now.
Yeah.
All of them. All the digital subscriptions are going up. All the online entertainment subscriptions are going up. So that's like they literally had a chat with each other and they were like, let's not try to undercut each other. Let's just all agree to be.
Across
and it's
board.
The same with the electric companies. It's the same with the gas companies, that they've just reached an agreement. Like, no one's undercutting anybody. We'd have to all be ridiculously expensive. Like, so.
I know our gas, we're in our estate, we can only get Calor gas, right? The whole estate, we're just not on the grid thing. So we're stuck with them. The whole estate is stuck with them. And what they were charging was absolutely ridiculous. I remember when we moved in here and I got my first month's bill and it was 700 and something euro. This was now back in 2016, right? And I was like, Jesus, that can't be right. Like, blah, blah, blah.
What?
So then do you remember Beast from the East? When that was here and the snow and everything, right? The cheek of me for turning on my heating with the snow, right? So what happened was, I got a bill, I'm not joking you, 1,400 and something euro. No, 1,600 euro. And I was like, what the fuck, right? I literally got the bill, gave out about it so much, right, that I forgot to pay it, right? They actually, I'll never forget it, because it was around the end of November and they actually cut off my gas and I rang them and I was fucking them out of it. Now, it was my fault because I forgot to pay it. And to be honest, I can't even remember, but I'd say I was fairly struggling to even
and
find
just
that.
Just before, like, Christmas now,
before,
like,
Christmas, yeah. I mean, who can afford that, like? I more than likely probably had to ask my dad for a loan, if I'm being honest.
Oh,
for
my
like.
God.
But I remember they cut me off and when I rang to pay the bill and get reconnected, they were like, oh, and there's a 250 reconnection fee. I was like, you must.
That's criminal.
Be joking.
That's
me.
Actually criminal. Like,
yeah. And I remember Charlie was only small at the time, at like teeny baby, like. And I remember crying down the phone. I was like, "You fucking assholes!" Right. So what I did then, because I got onto them, and I was like, "Listen, this is crazy. Like, but you know, you can do these monthly payment plans. So it's like a level pay thing, right? So now I pay 160 a month, right? This is the joke of it now. 160 a month, which is grand. Like, I don't turn my heating on. I'd say maybe September, October, because our house is actually quite warm, right? I got a statement from Calor Gas last week. I'm in credit. I'm 1,500 euro in credit in them.
Can you cash that out?
I don't know, because straight away I'm like, can I get that back there and get a tummy tuck and an arse lift and everything?
And then get
me teardrop fillers done, right? Isn't that gas, like? Absolute robbing bastards, like. So they're sitting on 1,500 of my money.
And making interest off you as well, like, oh my God.
But I'm
God.
Afraid then to get on to take it out, because I'm going, you know what, what's the bet now, this winter will be brutal and the
maybe
same thing will happen.
Well,
like, but
there,
oh my God, you'd be fecking, this country, I swear to God, they're absolute robbers, like.
Yeah.
Absolute robbers.
It's a really sorry state of affairs. I'd say this Christmas is going to hit an awful lot of people very hard.
Yeah.
Because as that lady has pointed out, we won't have that little respite, like, we won't have that little credit. So I don't know, it's tough. And I am so bad at being organized. Like, I won't start buying Christmas presents until probably November or even December. So I'll be the one hit with the astronomical.
Yeah. And every year we say, I'm going to start now in January.
I
never do it either.
And then I
do
buy
the
things for people and then I just give it to them because I get excited. So even if I start buying presents for people earlier, I just give them those presents for no fucking reason. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, wait till I show you what I have for you.
Yeah,
and then I just
yeah.
give them things for like nothing. But I'm notoriously bad with money. I just see things and I like them and I buy them and I fret about it later on when I'm fecked. That's why
did you like Klarna and all that on them?
No,
I was on
Boohoo
there the other day.
Now.
But I don't. What is Clarendon? It's like a payment plan, is it, or something?
Yeah.
Like, we pay
but
every...
a lot of people get themselves into debt with it because they buy well beyond their means, and so you still have to buy the bloody stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't get into credit. I haven't used any credit, but I just spend all my money. And then I go, fuck, I forgot that bill was coming out. Shit, I've nothing in the account.
It's always the way, isn't it? But listen, you're looking unreal, though, with no heating on in your house.
I'm not
the weight is falling off.
We just can't afford to buy any food.
Oh, for God's sake, but you could write a book on that. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, but I don't know. I don't know what do you do? Like,
stop, that girl. Everyone has to agree to stop paying their bills. Like, you do wonder, I know everyone says years ago they used to get out and march, and people marched against the water charges, and then the water charges were overturned. And so you're like, if we all agreed collectively, every single person said, just don't pay the bills, would they have to do something about it? But the thing is, it would take everyone to agree to that,
and not everyone will do it, because there's people that, like,
some people are afraid, and they're law-abiding citizens, and they'd be worried. And I know we got the question again this week: will everybody be paying their TV license? Look, the people will pay the TV license not because they love RTE or they love the nature of the programming or anything like that, but because by nature they're too afraid not to, because they really don't want to land themselves up in a court or to possibly face a black mark on the record. So most people are law-abiding and don't want to, like, get tangled up in any kind of a mess. But I don't know. I think the only way you could actually overturn these charges, because the government aren't going to help you, they're definitely not going to step in here. So it'll actually take people power.
But saying that, there's been so many, like, protests and marches for a lot of different things, and nothing changes. So you're going... Yeah. And I'm not saying that now, saying that, oh, what's the point? Like, because it's so disheartening, even for autism services and stuff. Like, you can cause such a fuss and all, and basically they just give you the two fingers back. It's like, oh, well, that's it. Like,
I think this government that we have right now, and we've had some dodgy governments, but this one is so brazen in the fact that they don't care, that they don't represent the ordinary person. Yeah. They don't even pretend to try. They don't care. They're not looking to relate to you. They don't relate to you. They are from a whole other class, an inherited class system, whereby they inherited wealth. Most of them come from money. And they don't care. They're not even pretending to care. Yeah. They're brazen. They will give themselves increases while the cost of everything goes up. They'll give themselves company cars, mileage, expenses. They don't care. They do not relate to you. You are subhuman. You are a different breed of human. This particular government is by far the worst in terms of even trying to hide it or disguise it or dress it up as anything.
It's brazen. They're just brazen about it. It's horrible. Like, but I don't know. I don't know what we can do.
Lorraine, Lorraine. I don't know what you do, Lorraine. I really don't. I don't have a solution for you, because, like most of us, you probably...
Get on, like, a level pay payment plan if it's in regards to your electricity bills, you know, where you pay a set amount every month. Now, don't get as bad as me where you'll end up with those fuckers holding 1,600 up your money, right? But just maybe... And actually, it's something I should do myself, because, Jesus, I set that up in 2018. Yeah. So I've never rang up to get that amended or reviewed or anything like that. They're not going to do it unless I ring up. Do you know what I mean? So they're delighted at taking that out of my account every week. Do you know what? I'm going to write this down, because I really should. But Jesus, like, this is me all out. I'm full of shit, and I never actually do anything. Like, I need to kind of take a bit of action there now as well. Like,
there you go. You're a new woman now.
I'm a new woman. I'll take on Caller Gas, not a bother. Lorraine, send me on your account number there, and I'll ring on ring electricity for you. Oh, God. Well, come here. Just to get away from that, right? Did you hear the latest madness about poor old Sandra Bullock? So there's a big story here. You remember that film she did, The Blind Side?
This is a breaking news story now today. Yeah,
so it's based on a true story, okay? Your man is a former NFL player. His name is, what's his name again? Michael O'Hare, I think he is. So he was taken in by this family in America. Mm-hmm. And obviously, he's very successful, blah, 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 right? So he signed papers. What he's saying is that he signed papers when he was younger, thinking that they were adoption papers. And what they actually were was conservatorship.
Which
is what poor Britt had, right?
Yeah.
So that family never actually adopted him, right? But he's claiming that they made an absolute fortune on him, selling his life story. Obviously, there was a film made. Sandra Bullock won the Oscar, right? And because of this, now there's, do you know, these crazy people on Twitter, they're screaming, Sandra Bullock does not deserve that Oscar and she should give back that Oscar.
Which is, like, a bit unfair, because I doubt Sandra Bullock knew any of this. He himself only found out recently that he has no familial ties to the family. Mm. So he this is something he only recently discovered. So it's a bit much now to be screaming about Sandra Bullock's head on a pike. But I mean, the issue here we should mention is that this chap is black. The family that took him in were white. The film was always considered to be problematic because it was kind of like, oh, look at us heroes, you know, taking in this poor black boy and giving him this wonderful life and opportunity that he wouldn't have otherwise had. People always had great issue with that because this guy was a phenomenal talent in his own right. And now that it transpires that they took him in, they signed away all his rights to this particular story. They profited off the back of it. He didn't see a penny from this particular story. It's crazy. It's actually, it's a whole story in itself. I'd say we're going to hear a lot more about this over the next few days.
But you know what I thought was kind of nasty, and it wasn't really in the news that much, is that Sandra Bullock, I think her longtime partner just passed away recently as well in the last week or two, I think. And then to have this shite then, like I'd say Sheena Morgan's a shite about her Oscar, like, do you know what's
she
going on?
Care less. The minute she's grieving for the loss of her partner,
just awful.
People are wicked, aren't they? Sometimes they wait till someone is at their most vulnerable and then they go for the jugular. Yep. Like, it's a nasty world. Two little things we just wanted to make people aware of. One, last week on the podcast, I mentioned primary schools and enrollment. And I had said that certainly in my neck of the woods, you enrolled in January for that academic year. So I was going to enroll you in January 2024 for September 2024. And that is what I had received an email, but I only went checking out of curiosity after the podcast. And some of those enrollments and application processes are actually open in October of this year. So to anyone that listened to me last week, you may want to just check the website of your preferred schools just to double check. Because ours changed. There was three schools I was interested in and two out of the three of them moved their application process to October 2023. Yeah. So look, it's just something to be mindful of. The other thing then is a scam that's doing the rounds. I bring this up because I live on the doorstep here of a big university and my husband actually works in a big university. And so there's a scam whereby an awful lot of students that are going to have to move from whatever county they currently reside to wherever their university of choice is. Fake landlords with fake listings that are taking deposits from students.
Oh, for God's sake.
Places and apartments, and no such thing exists. They're not real landlords. They have no right. They probably copied and pasted an ad that they found elsewhere with their own contact details on it. There are so many students that are being scammed out of big chunky deposits. It could be €1,000 deposits or more to hold a space in an apartment or a flat that doesn't exist. So,
and especially in Dublin, I mean, the prices in Dublin will be a lot higher, and we're bad down here, like, but Dublin, I'd say, is crazy money.
Crazy. And again, it depends what you're looking at, whether you're looking at a bed sit, whether you're looking at an apartment, whatever the case may be. But be so careful and so mindful. Do not hand over deposits, and don't be revoluting deposits to people like that, because you don't know who you're.
They're all over Facebook, I believe, aren't they? Like, and they have photographs. They look so believable of apartments and everything else. It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
It's a huge stress. And a lot of the kids we're talking about here are 18-year-olds, or 17-year-olds in some cases, 18, 19-year-olds, parents that don't have the money, because let's look at the cost of living is huge. They're already handing out huge college fees, and now they're losing. And it's gone. Once you've sent that money, you're unlikely to ever get it back, because they close accounts down, they disappear, they change their details, and they're professionals at what they're doing. Oh. So it's another little thing.
Just to be wary of, if you have any kids heading off to college.
Of course. So they were just two little things that I wanted to kind of call out before we wrapped up today.
Yeah. Actually, just on the school places as well, I know you're talking about for Hugh, but I also have to, talking about this last week about applying for school places in an autism class for Charlie for September 2024. And I can't find any information on a set date for when these applications open. Like, you found out now yours is October, right? I think roughly it's October, but I want a set date because I want to take the day off work, and I want to, like, I'm on a mission, like, I'm belting out the applications to all the schools. So I actually got onto the CINO, which is the Special Educational Needs Officer, and they're supposed to kind of give you advice and help you on finding school places. Now, I will say, when I was looking for a place in an early intervention preschool for Charlie a couple of years ago. Now, the CINO's changed as well, so it's not the same CINO that I'm dealing with now. But when I rang the CINO at the time, she was actually quite snippy on the phone with me. And she actually said to me, well, why are you ringing me now? She's like, there's plenty of spaces.
I remember
this
you
class
saying
is
this,
opening
actually.
all the time. And I remember going, because I hadn't a clue then. I didn't know anything about autism or classes and all this. And I remember going, my God, but you hear it in the news and everything that it's very hard to get a place and all this. And your one was kind of telling me, ah, sure, don't worry about it, right? So I had a gut feeling. So anyway, look, I went away and I applied to all schools myself and got the place from whatever. But this time round, I actually emailed Athena today. And in fairness to her, she's organised now to ring me tomorrow and have a chat tomorrow. So I'll update people on Instagram and stuff just to, you know, just to share when. I'll tell you the day after, okay, that the application's open so that I can get in first. No, I'm only joking. But so I'll let you know like what's said and all, because I know for, you know, autism parents, it's an extremely stressful time. Like I've said that, I've been stressed off this for the past fucking year, like, and I still have another year to go until he actually gets a place. So, but it's just, you know, any advice I can get off the scene or anything, of course I'll share it as well, just for other parents as well. And hopefully we'll see how things go, and hopefully by Christmas, which is wishful thinking, we might have news and a place for him with any bit of luck. So if you're a believer, if you're a manifester and all this, start lighting candles.
And you need to start visualizing them in the little uniform choice, whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh, stop. I can't.
I know, it's actually
very
scary, isn't it? Like, yeah. I think most kids wear little tracksuits to school now. But I was trying
to. Yeah, Hugh doesn't have a uniform yet, does he? No, is he next year?
No,
he'll be
he's
going
only
to
in senior Montessori this year.
Audrey, I'm telling you, when you see him in the uniform. It's brutal. Like, it's brutal. Like, Charlie wears, it's just a tracksuit. Like, but they're so fucking cute. Like, I mean, when he was going to school the first day, sure, I was in a heap, in an absolute heap. And I'll be the same again now when he's going back in September. Like, it's just brutal. It's
just
terrible.
A baby. Like, I was watching a video of him from August last year, which was when he went to junior Montessori, and he still had a little nappy on him and he toddling up to the school. Now I'm looking at him and I'm like, he told me to shuck off the other day. Sorry.
Shook off.
I was trying to talk to his daddy. I was trying to have a conversation and he kept talking and kept talking and kept talking. And I said, Hugh, will you just stop asking questions? And there was about 2 seconds of silence and he just goes, Mammy, shook off. And I was like, what did you say? And he goes, I said, shook off. Oh my God. But like, no, like it was funny. But he knew what he meant. He meant to say, like,
and you can't laugh, you have to be, that's not very nice, but it's actually hilarious. Like,
I was so glad that he said shook instead of
yeah,
the other words, because I was like, oh my God. But oh no, it was almost like what got me was that he knew what he was saying. I was after pissing him off and he was telling me to rightly just shook off with myself. So I was shook, I was rightly shook. Oh, you have to sit there in the car going,
you have to be so careful though, don't you? With kids, like obviously I'm in a different situation here, like, because Charlie is technically non-verbal, right? But he's starting to come out with one or two little words, right? But and I can't say it now, but I'm going to say it on a podcast, right? He was on the couch there the other night, and do you know, they have terrible fucking bony elbows and everything else, like they just get you in the right place. Then he got me, and I did it out before, and I went, Jesus. And he just turned and he looked at me and he just went, Jesus. And I remember going,
oh my God.
Because I was like, oh my God, he's actually saying a word. And then I was like, oh, I can't tell anyone. I was like, oh no, that's a little secret just for Mommy.
It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
But you know what? It's a word and I'm very proud of it.
You just have to pretend he's deeply religious. He says his prayers.
He is. He actually, you know, he's mad for a church. I will give him that. Like, he loves going into churches. I think it's the echo. Do you know when he goes in and roar and all, but my mom keeps saying that he's going to be a priest. He's going to be a priest. I'm like, no, he's not. No.
When Hugh's in an underground car park, he just walks around going, hey.
Yeah, until he goes, shook off, shook off.
Shook off. What did you say? I said, shook off. I was like,
oh, God,
that's gas.
That's
gas. he's still my little baby. I can't picture him in the other form. I should be visualizing though, shouldn't I? Okay.
Yeah, it's very emotional. And you know what? They seem like little teenagers when you see them in the uniform. Like, I think, anyway, this summer, Hugh, you probably noticed the same with Hugh. I think, like, Charlie has just gone through a growth spurt. Like, everyone is saying that he's getting taller. The babiness has kind of gone off him, but he looks like a little boy. And I'm like, no, stop.
I'm not ready. I know.
No, I'm not. No, no. Very sad, isn't it?
This
fucking parenting thing.
I know everybody says, and I'll say it to somebody else, time goes in so fast. Well, you know, when you're looking at like pictures of yourself holding them, the babies, and it really feels genuinely like that was like maybe a few months ago at most.
Yeah.
And you're looking at this little terrorist now running around the house telling mommy to shut up. And you're like, what happened?
Yeah. Honest to God, and everyone says it before you have kids, they're like, oh, you know, enjoy this now because, you know, blinking it's over and they'll be moving out of home and everything. It's just, oh no, I can't be dealing with that.
We've already established wherever Hugh goes, I will follow him.
Oh, absolutely. Like, absolutely. No woman will ever be good enough for men. Do you know what I mean? And Mammy's going with them.
Whoever the partner is, I will be the BFF with either them or their parents. I'll figure it out. I'll work it out, but I'm in there. Yeah. There's no getting rid of me.
Oh no, no, no. Oh, well, they'll have to deal with that. Anyway, we better wrap it up, right? But as always, if you want to get in contact with us, you can contact us on our Instagram pages, or you can drop us an email, like Lorraine, if you'd like us to solve any of your financial problems. I wouldn't recommend it because clearly I'm a financial mess myself, but we'll give it a good lash.
Well, so I just buy everything, buying rings around myself till I can't afford to bring it
in. But still, look, we're happy. But anyway, so you can email us at allothepodcasts@gmail.com and we'll be back chatting to you again next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.